From dark to light and living to loving. Your business is as unique as you are. I'm Meg, your host. Calling in Clarity is all about the business insights I have as a spiritual mental projector. We'll talk all things business energetics and marketing. My hope is that you, the powerful creator and healer, can learn to enjoy the journey of entrepreneurship with ease and flow. If that sounds like you, come on, let's get started. Hello, hello, and good morning. Happy first day of spring. It is pouring buckets over here, and I'm sure that most of you are going to be able to relate to that pretty well, especially with the winter that we've had, at least here in the States. So, I am doing this episode slightly, in fact, very differently than I've ever done an episode before. One of the really special things about the first day of spring for me is that it's also my youngest son's birthday. So today he turns, in fact, he really technically has 24 more minutes until he turns four, but it is his fourth birthday and also spring break around here. So we have a huge day planned. I am so grateful to my coach and mentor because she said, Meg, you're really going to love it if you schedule in some CEO days for yourself. You know, these are the days where I get to do basically whatever I want, self-care, focus on my business, take the entire day off, as an example today, and go play with my family. So anyhow, that's what I'm getting ready to do. And the kids are just playing and getting ready while we wait to head out the door. And I thought, let's try. Let's just see what happens. So today, you guys, I am really, really passionate. And I was reminded of my passion for this topic. Now, again, most of you know that I work a lot within the human design topic. And as a reminder, I do call it energetic blueprint, but I'm going to call it human design a couple of times until I know that everybody knows what I'm talking about. And so I was reminded this weekend of just how passionate I am about the not self themes within your body chart. So for those of you that are familiar with human design, you can kind of picture what that body graph chart looks like. Probably you're picturing yours. And you see, by the way, if you do not know what I'm talking about, feel free to head on over to my Instagram profile and click the Meet Your Aura link. And this will tell you or show you exactly what I'm talking about today. Okay. So these colored in centers, you have these like colored in spaces, and then you have spaces that are white or maybe like tan. The colored in spaces we call defined. These are like your innate strengths. This is where just a lot of your innate power lives. Like you were born with this freaking power. And then the white centers, we call those undefined. This is a lot of times where your own personal wounding occurs. And out of that wounding is born wisdom. And so what a lot of people don't realize is that we can be conditioned in both our defined and undefined centers. Most people will see that like white open space and they say, oh, that's where we're conditioned. That's where, you know, all of our struggles live. And this is not true. However, when we are looking at business ownership, when we are looking at sales, when we are looking at marketing, what I want you to remember is that we sell from our open centers And so for me, I am a mental projector. That means that I have two, you know, if I use the exact words that I used earlier, I have only two centers that are innate strengths, which are my mind and my voice, which might make sense to you why I enjoy podcasting. So this is where my innate strengths are, is taking what's in my mind, what I intuitively know that the collective needs, and then putting it out through my throat energy. This is also called the genius to freak link. Sometimes people have a difficult time understanding what I'm saying because there is so much that I hold within my mind, both for myself, for my family, and really for the entire collective, which is really stinking cool. Okay, but those are my innate strengths. And so to use myself as an example, for selling from your open centers is actually going to work out very, very, very well for you because you'll probably have at least one of these centers undefined or open that I'm about to mention. All right, so let's dig in. Okay, so remembering that our open, our undefined centers are where we hold the wounding and where we create wisdom within our life, really. So I'm going to start at the top. I have an open head center. And the strengths, the wisdom of an open head center is ideas, inspiration, connection to source. These are just qualities that live within this open center. The not self theme. If you're not familiar with this term, let me just describe it for you a little quickly here. The not self theme is when another's energy, whether it's conditioning, I also like to let people know that we can be conditioned by astrology, by where the sun is in the sky, by where the stars are near the moon. Like, we can be conditioned, right? From things other than just society and parents and friends. So, again, the wisdom here is in inspiration and ideas. It's like the universe is speaking directly into your head center. It's a lot of times when people use the word download, this is something that they're feeling, that they are in tune with. So there's a lot of wisdom there. Now, the not self theme, where potentially you are living in a conditioned state, is that this center also holds the ability, the energy for mental anxiety, overwhelm, overstimulation. And again, I think that these are like, this is a thing that we could all relate to. And it's important to notice when you're in phases where, you know, you're finding inspiration and you feel really in tune. I mean, this is a peaceful, flowy, creative feeling. Whereas we know that mental anxiety and overwhelm, these are definitely anything but flowy. They are static, right? They're staticky. And so let's say that, for instance, me, because I'm talking about my own chart here, let's say that I am experiencing a ton of mental overwhelm in my business. I'm just feeling completely overstimulated. There's just, you know, like so much to do. My to-do list is so long and it's just never going to go away, right? Well, if I am selling something that, you know, is around this area of, you know, taking your overwhelm and allowing you to make sense of it, yet I'm in this overstimulated state, it will not sell. Okay. Now, on the flip side, when I am in my wisdom in this center, if I want to go ahead and say something like, I take your worries and your struggles and I turn them into joy and bliss. Fantastic. I can do that. And everybody around me knows that I can do that. I hope this is making sense. Really, more or less, and again, I'll dig into some of the other centers as well so that you get a little bit more of an idea. But the idea here is, is that when you are in your wounding, it is not going to serve you to sell anything around that. So you really want to tap into, where do I, and looking at your own body chart now, as I go through these, and again, I'm not going to touch on every single one of them. But as I go through these, looking at your own centers and saying, all right, where do I feel like I've done a deep amount of healing? I feel peace in these areas and confident in my abilities to sell in these areas. Taking a quick drink. So, let's go down. Okay, I'm not going to do the ajna or the throat because on me, those are defined. These are innate strengths that are usually ready to rock and roll. So the next one down is my G center, myself. So this is all about self-direction, self-love, self-acceptance, all of these, you know, self words, self-improvement, all of that. Okay. For me, it's open, meaning, again, highly conditionable. The other really interesting thing here is that, and if you have this center undefined as well, you can probably relate. You might be around somebody that has high level confidence. And when you're around them, you feel like your confidence soars as well. You actually amplify other people's energies in this center also. So let's say that with my openness here, I am like, what I'm selling is a package, and what I'm saying about it is you are going to find confidence. You're going to level up your inner state of mind. You are going to, you know, whatever it is around worthiness. Gosh, even this is a great one to like be selling beauty products, right? We often see beauty products, right? Or fitness that can make us feel unworthy, I think, especially as women. However, I do notice and give credit to the fact that this is also happening to men. It's just, I think, been happening to women for a little bit longer. So anyhow, it can like take away from that self-worth. Oh, I'm not as pretty as her. Oh, my stomach isn't as flat as hers. Like, I'm not as good as her. Right? And so if you are in this space, yet you are trying to sell something that, and part of this is sort of obvious, you guys, at least I hope, but you're trying to sell something like makeup that makes you feel beautiful, yet you don't feel beautiful when you don't have makeup on, there's gonna be an issue in the sales. Okay? People feel that energy. Anybody who's selling, you know, a external transformation, you are going to really, really, really want to be on point and in flow with your G center, your self center. Otherwise, people are just really going to feel that energy and they're going to say, yeah, I think, you know, the product looks great, but I don't believe you, right? They're going to feel that whether you are feeling really confident that day or not. It is something, this is why, and side tangent here, but this is why I'm always focusing on healing and mindset in my containers, right? There's this beautiful balance between, and really I do think of them as the same. One and the same. It's just you dip into one more than another at different times. But this is the balance, you know, of healing and saying, heck yeah, I am awesome and I am great and I am more than good enough. I'm set, right? Okay, like I said, little side tangent there. I will always, always, always be offering that inside of my containers as well. So moving on, I'm gonna skip the heart. Let's go to the solar plexus. And again, only because it's my kiddo's birthday. I don't wanna spend, I'm not giving a full chart reading. I wanna give you guys some key spaces that you can dig into for yourself and say, hey, is this an area where I desire more healing? Is this an area where I desire maybe deeper mindset work? So I like to remind people that mindset is simply the connection between your 3D self and your 5D self and how you are connecting, right? It's not good, bad, positive, negative, any of that. It's simply becoming aware of how you're connecting from your physical body to your energetic body and choosing how you want to connect from where you're at now. All right, so solar plexus. Solar plexus, for me, obviously, is another undefined center. And I have a lot of interesting gates in this center as well. So I have had a lifetime full of practicing emotional intelligence, emotional regulation, maybe emotional dysregulation. I have had a lot of wounding in this area, and it has brought me so much wisdom. For me, I feel like it's still a practice, right? But again, if you have this center defined, this is something that feels a lot more normal to you, and it's a strength, like that you get to feel your emotions when you have them versus someone with an undefined center. For the most part, if you're on your own, you're like super chill and you don't really worry too much about emotions. However, when you bump into somebody else that's having emotions, you're probably going to amplify that, right? Remembering that our open centers also amplify. So this really goes into your personal life. I think the solar plexus, and this is my take on it, it affects everything. So if you are not emotionally regulated, if you're, and this is going to touch a little bit on the root as well, but let's stay focused on the emotions. You guys, nobody is around during my podcast to tell me, hey, Meg, don't squirrel. And again, today I don't even have my notes in front of me. So like I said, doing it a little differently today. I hope you're enjoying the tangents. Anyhow, if you are not emotionally regulated, when you are selling, when you are making an offer, when you are launching, when you are marketing your service or product, that, excuse my language, that shit is gonna show. It is 1000% important to be emotionally regulated in your body, grounded when you are selling. And you guys, selling looks like so many different things. I really think selling, marketing, reach outs, follow-ups, all of that can go into sort of the same container. Conversion, in my mind, is the actual sales. So, but we sell from our open centers. So I want you to remember, especially if you have an open solar plexus, when you are posting online, when you are networking, when you are handing out flyers, whatever it is that you are doing to sell yourself, essentially as a business owner, you are selling yourself, that I want you to stay emotionally grounded, whatever that looks like for you. Maybe you have a practice that you do. I am a huge fan, and again, if you're inside of my containers, you know this, I'm a huge fan of having like 5 minute, maybe even 30 second grounding and refresh resets that I can use throughout the day, because I am a mother, a business owner, and just like a human being that lives and breathes around people. So having these little 5 minute shorts that can help to reset you are so vital in your business. Okay. I sort of want you guys to think of a time that maybe, let's say you were car shopping, like you're dealing directly with a salesperson, anytime that you can think of, maybe it's jewelry, whatever it is for you, dealing directly with a salesperson, and you can tell that they are like super amped up about this sale and it's totally turning you off. You're like, no, thank you. Their emotions aren't regulated, right? And it turns you off. Whether they're excited, whether they're like down in the dumps, even if they have it totally hidden, you guys have felt some sort of like emotional energy coming from the person that you are talking to, right? And oftentimes it's a turnoff, straight up. So again, this center I find to be extremely beneficial to sort of be in like constant healing mode with. But again, if you don't have your personal life together, you're, you know, having fights at home, you're struggling with parenting, any of those things, it is going to come through in your sales. And I think the last center that I want to talk, again, this is sort of a short today, because I'm going to go party with my 4-year-old. We're going to like go, you know, play in the little balls and stuff. It's going to be awesome. Anywho, did I mention to you guys that I'm actually currently getting ready to leave the house? That's how I'm recording this today. So yeah, I hope you're enjoying. Anyway, the root center. The root center is all about pressure, stress. If you have this defined, quick little note that I tell every defined root center is, just because you can handle it all doesn't mean you should. Ask for help. Outsource, all those things. Okay. Slow down, even. Breathe. So all of those little tips, there you go. Those are important for you if you have a defined root center. Well, let's stick on topic and talk about the undefined root center. If you have an undefined root center, this is also going to be extremely important for you in sales. You probably are going to have a lot of thoughts like, I should be selling more. I posted this yesterday. Why hasn't anybody bought? It's very like, just buy the thing. Okay, that's sort of the energy that comes behind the root center. And this is why I want to talk about it, because it's so important. If you have an undefined root center and you are, again, not practicing regulating your nervous system, we're going to have some struggles. And real quick too, I want to touch that the root center and the sacral are so closely connected that you may have an undefined root and a defined sacral, and you may still feel some of this stuff, or vice versa. You may have a defined root and an undefined sacral, and what I'm saying makes sense to you. So again, it's the pressure center. It holds pressure. It sort of acts like another motor. In fact, some do rely on it as a motor of pushing faster, faster, faster. Make this happen. Make this happen. And if you are not regulating now your nervous system, we are going to see a lot of struggles. So again, you already know that this is an undefined center on me. Lucky me, I have pretty much everything undefined. So I want to give a very clear example. I sell by the moon, right? Like when I am actually out there promoting my services, my products, anything like that, and it's very direct, it is because of where I am at in my lunar cycle and how I'm connected to the moon. This is how I do it. This is my process. And I'm not saying that you have to have the same process. It works for me. That being said, when I am directly selling, like, hey, here's my product, here's my service, come buy from me. This is how much it costs, right? These are direct types of selling. So when I'm doing this, I am intermixing self-care throughout the whole thing. So as a very concrete example, with my defined throat, I love talking, okay? I love sharing vocally. And so the other day, actually it was 2 days in a row, the moon was like, get it, girl. And I said, okay, here we go. And so for 2 days, I was verbally selling on my stories, on lives, in person. I was out there just chatting it up, right? Which in and of itself takes a lot of energy. If you're a projector like me, you're going to relate to that. You might not even be a projector. You might just feel burned out. And in that case, let's get you into alignment. Let's do an alignment check. However, in these 2 days where I was, you know, using my verbal energy, putting the sales out there, first of all, sales are scary. Like, I want to go ahead and just say that. Like, it doesn't matter where you're at in your journey, sales can be freaking scary. It is like this opportunity for everyone to say, wow, that's awesome, or man, you suck, right? So if you are selling something, I just want to take a second to give you a pat on the back and say, this is the hardest form of growth, and you're doing it, and you effing rock, okay? You do. So, again, in the example, 2 days, me yakking it up, and between every moment, like every moment that I could, I was either doing like a breathwork session. I had a breathwork session in those 2 days. I had an inner child healing session. I did yoga. I did tapping. I mixed things up simply so that I was taking care of my nervous system, right? Because putting yourself out there is one of the hardest things to do, and in so many ways. But again, I do it. The main point today is to look at your body chart again. If you are unsure of what that even means and you're like, Meg, what the heck? Take a look at the bio. Check out my Instagram page. There is a link called Meet Your Aura inside of the link tree. Go find your chart. Go see what it says. Look at the spaces that are undefined, the spaces that are white. And, you know, you come back, listen to this, or do some research. I highly recommend being careful on your research. There's a lot of sources out there that are not super friendly. But take a look and say, all right, which undefined center is where I've done the most growth? Where do I feel the most grounded? Where am I most myself? Where have I gained the most wisdom? Ask yourself these questions and then say, all right, how can I position my offer using both, of course, my innate strengths, right? So I've given the example a couple of times now that my throat is defined. And so clearly I like to talk. So I get to use my innate strength. However, one of the other spaces where I have done a ton of work, well, a couple of the spaces that I feel really, really confident in are my G center, and my heart center, right? So selling from these spaces is healthy for me and turns my buyers on, okay? When I may, and I know I didn't go over the heart center, but if I am talking about your worthiness and you stepping into that, that resonates with people. And they feel it energetically that, okay, you brought me to this awareness, so you're probably also the person that can take me through the transformation. Let's go. So I really, really, really want to encourage you to take a look at your centers, see where are you currently positioning yourself, and how can you possibly shift that? And as always, you know that my inbox is open to you. I am super excited to hear your feedback on this episode and maybe what questions you have. All right, I'm gonna go enjoy my kiddo's birthday. I hope you all enjoy selling your offers and having fun with it. I will be with you next time. Have a wonderful week and happy spring. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you found some breakthroughs for your business. And if you'd like to connect further, you can find me on Instagram at @thatunbrokenguidemeg. Thanks again for spending time with me. I'm honored to hold this space for you.